Doctor is standing by now.
Hello, guys.
Are there?
Hey, Rhines, I found out today you and I have something in common that I didn't know we had in common.
Our affinity for Zika?
No, I knew we had that in common. And by the way, I have news on that for later, maybe tomorrow. But
it's early to burn me a CD of your interview with her.
Oh, okay. I certainly will. I will make you a copy of that.
Oh, you save that?
I save everything we ever do.
Oh, I know. I was just kind of teeing you up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I went to our photo shoot today for the guy's guide,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in the makeup chair, and the makeup lady is, you know, applying the base or whatever, and she says, oh, I see you moisturize. And I said, yeah, I just woke up a little while ago, you know, and I got lotion on. So she goes, well, you know, there's another guy that...
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he just woke up a little while ago.
Exactly. And she goes, well, you know, there's another guy that you work with that moisturizes, and I always talk about how important it is for guys to do that. And I said, oh, I just immediately thought of TV Tim. And she goes, no. And I said, well, could it be Grego? And she goes, no, it's the guy with the white hair. And then I thought she was talking about John McCarty, but it turned out she was talking about you. She goes, Michael is his name. And I said, oh, yeah, Reiner. And she goes, yeah.
Michael?
Said, I complimented him on his smooth and moist skin, and he said, yep, it's just part of my daily routine.
So you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah,
you do,
well,
you know?
And moisturizing
your face, that's part of it.
I'm not hassling you for it. I'm just saying I didn't realize you were a fellow moisturizer.
Oh, yes.
You
right.
have to.
Well, I'll be thinking of you when I moisturize.
Yes, you do that.
You know what arrived in the mail today?
What?
My Seika sheets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we had her on, she was so thrilled to discuss Chicago Cubs baseball at length that she told me she was going to send me a set of her used sheets that she sleeps on for 4 days and then normally sells for $150 to me absolutely
yeah.
free. And today, a set of queen-size Seika sheets arrived in the mail.
Yeah. Excellent, big dick.
I promised her I'd use them as my guest sheets whenever someone sleeps
Sweet.
Over.
Excellent. That's good. All right, 2-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by Peaches.
That peach.
That's right. Here's how we do this. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story's become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
I think that...
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these 6 simple edicts. And this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
I think that if the muses were any more of a wuss, they'd be TV Tim.
You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
I think that, Grego, just because some old lady could be somebody's grandma doesn't mean she can't be a big old bitch.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I think that Reiner still hasn't thanked me for giving him a facial.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I think that India.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I think that Pop.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I think that I'm going to Cancun. F you.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I think that since I don't have anything to say, I'll just throw it back to my bitch in the studio. Take away, Mike.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I think that I need about 12 more petty steps. Plugs every day.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I think that, hey, Catman, dude, I want to hear some real deviltry. Can you play Kill My Wife by Scott Peterson and the OJs?
Oh, dear.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go. You're on the 2-minute drill. You got the last word. Go.
I think that rantfan.com is on the internet.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Pete out here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to T-Bar, the promotions crew back there. Thanks to the Ticket Chicks on duty, Brittany and Serrata. Thanks to the folks out here at Hot Rods and Hogs for having us. We had a great time out here today. Thanks to everyone who dropped by. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Randy Fuller, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. And thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, stay tuned. Coming up next is the Top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you. Mm-hmm. dear God, but I'm horny.
This is The Ticket.